This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abaim, Shalom, Shalom. Thank you, everyone, for coming. It's a great simcha and joy to see everyone this morning. I know many of you came from far and wide. I want to acknowledge my friend Reb Gary Shapiro, who came all the way from Sydney, Australia. And then from Netanya, he drove 2.5 hours this morning with his son Ben, who is his bar mitzvah. So in accordance with the effort, so should Hashem answer all of our tefillos. I want to take this opportunity to thank my dear friend Reb Nassim Wadler for organizing this trip. Literally, I don't want to say he worked 16 hours a day. He worked 24 hours a day, people messaging him literally all hours of the day. For many weeks about this trip. We have an upcoming trip at the end of January to the north and to Hebron, if you want to join that. And I want to thank Reb Nassim Wadler for all of his efforts to help bring Yidden to Mekaymas HaKadoshim and Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Shemim Mevarichim, Shefa Bracha V'Atzlacha, the Zchus of the Tzaddik should stand up for him and his whole family. Okay, I want to take the opportunity. This is the 49th Yard Site of the Tzaddik of Ranana. In honor of the occasion, we published a new edition of the Ben La'ashri. We call it Birchas HaTzadik. And people want to know what exactly it is. It is word for word the Sefer Ben La'ashri. But in the original three-volume edition of Ben La'ashri, there are many long, complicated pieces, many very complex gematrios, many Kabbalistic pieces. So what this edition is it takes out the pieces that are perhaps more user-friendly, more accessible. We made it with subtitles, with nekudos, with some explanations on the bottom to make the bracha that the tzaddik offers. If you look on the in the what's called the four zets, I'll show you what I mean. When you open up a sefer, the, so to speak, designed page on the inset of the cover is called the four zets. So on the four zets, we bring the various skulais associated with the sefer, and the middle one, the tzaddik Ranana says, "V'hinani moiser oid moida." He gives notification, "Shehechladati lesvalo bli neder b'chayim," that he decided to daven every day. I'll call Ela she'ainu b'sefer. Anyone who studies the sefer, "V'yagidu b'shmi divrei Torah la'achirim," and tells over in my name the Torah to others. "Sheyivashu mikol tzara," they should be saved from any distress, "shatzrichim Yeshua," that they need a salvation, "ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba." This is a special haftacha from the tzaddik that if you study this sefer and you say it over to others, he commits himself to pray on your behalf. Okay, so let's take the few minutes we have going up to the kever to learn a piece or two inside. We'll try to read it and translate it. And if you have a chance over Shabbos to say it over, then Be'ezus Hashem, my humble wish is that the zchus of this great tzaddik should stand up for you, for whatever you and your family need. Okay, a very interesting observation of the tzaddik Ranana is the last piece in Parshas Vayechi, page Kuf Ayin Ches. Page Kuf Ayin Ches. The tzaddik Ranana has an amazing observation. You know, in the Torah, it talks about the death of Abraham and Sarah. It talks about Yitzchak's Petira. Rivka's death is alluded to in the words Aloin Bachus. Of course, we talk about Rachel Imenu's death. Vayechi, we talk about Yaakov's death. But as the Ben La'ashri, isn't it unusual? There is no mention of the Petira of Leah Imenu. What happened to that? Why is Leah Imenu? Why is there no record of her patira? So in the very last piece in Vayechi, Tzaddik Ranana says as follows, "Basefer HaKadosh Teferes Yisrael," in the holy work called Teferes Yisrael, Dikdek, he has the following observation, "Lama loik siv masai va'ana mesa Leah." Why doesn't it say when and how Leah died? "Kedach siv va'tamas Rachel," like it says that Rachel died. "V'lanios daiti," in my humble opinion, "nira pashut," it would seem obvious, "de Rachel de Amra b'maaseh hadudaim." Rachel, do you remember? Rachel was coming with dudaim. What the dudaim were, some say, some kind of herb, a fertility-enhancing herb that Rachel was that Leah had, and Rachel asked Leah for some of these dudaim, and they made a trade. What was the trade? Rachel gave Leah Yaakov for the night, and in exchange, Leah gave Rachel the dudaim, the fertility-enhancing herb. But Chazal in the Bereishis Rabbah say that what Rachel gave over was not only Yaakov Avinu for the night, but Yaakov was going to be buried with Rachel, and Rachel gave over her right to be buried with Yaakov to Leah. So the reason why Yaakov is buried with Leah is because Rachel traded with Rachel the right to be buried with Yaakov Avinu. So Pershu, they explained, Dekoi al hakvura b'maras ha-machpelah, that it's going on being buried in the Maras ha-machpelah, cave of the patriarchs, umavayar b'rabbi sinuzal. Our Chachamim explain, the Yaakov Avinu loymes. We know Yaakov Avinu never died. By Avram and Yitzchak it says that he expired and he died. By Yaakov it doesn't say only he was gathered to his people. So since Yaakov never died and Leah won the rights to be buried with Yaakov, Leah now becomes subsumed in the identity of Yaakov. So just like Yaakov never died, Leah never died. So it doesn't say Leah didn't die, because she was zoichet to the same, so to speak, life cycle as Yaakov. Namely, just like Yaakov didn't die, Leah didn't die. Al kein loy kasva Leah she imay inyan misa. Therefore, it doesn't say by Leah that the concept of death applied to her. Okay? That is, we're going to go to the main entrance. The main entrance. Here's another idea that Sakura Nana says. Va'oid. The kasva hamikubalim, the mikubalim, right? This is referring to the Arizal quoted by Rabbi Chaim Vital. The Rachel Alma de Iskalaya. There's a concept. Why did Yaakov have two wives? The relationship a husband has with the wife represents the relationship Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. Rachel is the open relationship Hashem has with Klal Yisrael when the Beit Hamikdash stood. The Leah Alma de Iskasaya. Leah represents Klal Yisrael with Hashem and Golos. So Rachel represents the revealed relationship Hashem has with the Jewish people, and Leah represents the concealed relationship. Al kein lo nimtza zman u'makom misasa. Therefore, Leah's death is hidden. Leah represents the concealed relationship Hashem has with the Jewish people. I would humbly suggest that's the reason why, just like it doesn't say Leah ever died, it doesn't ever say Yaakov married Leah. It says Yaakov married Rachel, and in the morning, it's not Rachel, it's Leah, but it doesn't actually say he married her, because her whole essence was of a hidden nature. It doesn't say he married her, it doesn't say she died. Yaakov and Leah is Klal Yisrael in the Golos. That's why in Tikkun Chatzos, there is Rachel, and Tikkun Leah. Tikkun Rachel represents at a time of Binyan, Shabbos. Tikkun Leah is the time of Golos, the Yimei Chayil. So that's a concept of... No, main entrance. Yeah. Okay, this is just one, I think, amazing piece. By the way, I'll just share with you. When originally Kever Rachel was just in an open area on a road, and then when Moses Montefiore came and he built the iconic Kever of Rachel that everybody sees in the pictures with the dome on top. At first, the Chachamim were very upset because this building was covering over Rachel's Kever, and there's an idea Rachel always needs to be revealed and not covered. And it was considered a violation of this principle that Rachel needs to be main. Ha'ikari.
Yes, the park.
Okay. Khan. So, but when they saw that the Arabs were, it was not safe to daven at Kever Rachel, so then they endorsed the building of Moses Montefiore, but originally it was considered proper that Rachel's grave be out in the open. Okay? Bez Hashem, all of our tefillos at the Tzaddik's Kever should be Neskabel, Barachim of Ratzin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.